Feasibility analysis of daily activities using assistive robotic manipulators Changshu Cheng 1, 2, Hongwu Wang 1, 2, Dan Ding 1, 2, Roria Cooper 1, 2, 1 Department of Rehabilitation Science and Technology, University of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 152602 Human Engineering Research Laboratories, Department of Veterans Affairs, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Abstract: in the United States, more than 21.5 million people report a limitation in their self-care activities and independent living. Assistive robotic manipulators, ARMs, can provide assistance with daily tasks for people with upper extremity impairments. Previous studies have evaluated ARM efficacy in completing single and multiple action tasks. This paper presents the feasibility analysis of two sequential daily self-care activities, brushing teeth and preparing and then eating a simple meal. The two tasks were successfully completed by a well-trained investigator using the ARM. By analyzing the difficulties and failures in the testing, the ARM's kinematic and dynamic limitations and the kinesthetic perceptions made it difficult to readjust motion planning before errors occurred. In addition, we provide an example to alleviate environmental limitations. Due to the differences between the ARM and human motions, some intuitive human motion plans were not applicable to the ARM motion. The results of this work may help researchers and clinicians develop appropriate accessories, make adequate environmental adjustments, and tailor training for ARM users. Background: in the United States, more than 21.5 million people report limitations in the self-care activities and independent living. Erickson, Lee, and Von Schrader, 2014, such as dressing and eating and doing errands alone. In addition, a growing older adult population with moderate to severe disabilities is estimated to reach 24.6 million people in 2040. Johnson, 2007. Assistive robot manipulators, ARMs, have emerged as a tool to assist with activities of daily living, ADLs. Allen, Egel, Markham, and Brewer, 2010. Commercial ARMs such as ARM by the Exact Dynamics, Dindam, the Netherlands, and Jacko by Kinova, Montreal, Canada, were developed to assist people with upper extremity impairments with manipulation tasks in their daily living and increase their independence. Dreesen, Evers, and Van Werden, 2001, Mayhew, Archambault, Frappier, and Routhier, 2011. The adaptation of new assistive technologies requires not only a solid understanding of the interface but also new ways in performing tasks. For example, a new power wheelchair user has to learn not only the joystick control interface but also develop new strategies to move around places due to the limitation of the mobility device. Similarly, better ARM performance relies on both the efficient control interface and fluid motion planning. Studies evaluated the ARM control efficiency using various levels of ADL tasks, single action, multiple actions, and sequential tasks. Cheng, Wang, and Cooper, 2013, shown in Table 1. These studies evaluated ARM performance using single or multiple action tasks, such as pick and place and pushing buttons, and evaluated users' abilities with different control interfaces. However, most ADL tasks are sequential, which are the combinations of successful completion of single and multiple actions in a suitable sequence. A complete eating sequence includes not only scooping of food and placing a spoon in the mouth, but also applying different motion plans to collect food from different locations in the bowl. Table 1. Tasks for ARM performance evaluation in previous studies. Cheng, Wang, and Cooper, 2013. Evaluation variables: single action, multiple actions, sequential task fits parameter completion time, number of clicks commands, press buttons, turn knob key, push door handle, pick and place, pick up pen, stack locks, block and box, Minnesota test, peg and hole, wolf motor function test, Jepsen hand test, retrieve tissue, drinking, meal preparation, eating, success rate, perceived difficulty, average daily usage, interviews, lift objects, shave, draw lines, feed pets, page turning, meal preparation, eating, operate device, pour water, wash face, teeth. Several studies, Chung, Hannon, Wang, Kelleher, and Cooper, 2014, Chung, Wang, Kelleher, and Cooper, 2013, were conducted to evaluate the ARM efficacy with standardized performance evaluation tools that can minimize environmental variability so that performance from different studies can be easily contrasted or compared. These studies revealed statistical differences in the efficacy of ARM performance across tasks. Noticeably, better performance on the standardized tools may lead to less errors and faster performance in the sequential tasks. However, most ARM studies were evaluated in lab settings. The feasibility using common objects within ordinary environments remains to be determined. Additionally, few studies have reported the limitations and challenges of ARM performance under real-life situations. Thus, in this study, we assessed the feasibility of two sequential self-care tasks, brushing teeth and preparing and then eating a simple meal. Successful motion planning in conjunction with the limitations and challenges under real-life situations were examined to help researchers and clinicians develop appropriate accessories and make adequate environmental adjustments for ARM users. The purpose of this study was to explore the following research questions. 1. Is the ARM capable of completing the two ADL tasks within the natural environment? 2. What are the challenges or limitations while completing these ADL tasks? Method: sequential tasks. The sequential tasks were selected from the self-care and domestic life sections in the International Classification of Functioning, ICF, World Health Organization, 2001. The ICF provides evaluation of body functions and ADLs, which is usually utilized for the examination of assistive technology. Brushing teeth, D5201, and preparing, D6300, and then eating a simple meal, D550, were the two sequential tasks assessed in the study. The sequence of the brushing teeth task is listed in the table 2 and 3. In the brushing teeth task, the brush and toothpaste were initially placed in a cup next to the sink, figure 1 left. For the eating task, the food was initially placed in a microwavable container in the refrigerator. The investigator had to microwave the food, then eat it, figure 1 right. Figure 1. Two sequential tasks, left. Brushing teeth, right. Preparing and then having a simple meal. Testing equipment and environment in this study. A right-handed Jacko arm mounted on the right side of a C500 mobile power wheelchair was used for testing. A joystick Jacko arm controller is mounted on the right side of the power wheelchair, next to the wheelchair joystick. The Jacko joystick controller was set as 3-axis mode. The sequential tasks were performed in the kitchen environment at the Human Engineering Research Laboratories, HERL, University of Pittsburgh. The kitchen includes a sink with a faucet, a microwave, and a refrigerator, figure 1. The objects used in the testing were a regular toothbrush, toothpaste, cup, and spoon. However, the cover of the microwavable container is too small for the ARM to open. Therefore, we used an adapted container used in the previous study, Wang et al. 2013, which has handles attached to the container and cover. Evaluation protocol: one of the investigators in the study performed the two sequential tasks. The investigator, 4 years ARM experience, was trained following the Jacko training manual. After training, the investigator was evaluated the familiarity of control interface using the ADL task board, Chung, Wang, Kelleher, et al. 2013. The ADL task board is a standardized tool to accurately assess the ARM performance of an indicator invariant of tasks and environments, throughput, TP, from the ISO 9241:9 standard, requirements and performance testing for non-keyboard input devices, Douglas, Kirkpatrick, and McKenzie, 1999, using 6 daily objects, big button, elevator button, light switch, toggle switch, door handle, and knob. The investigator then performed the two tasks following the sequence listed in Table 2 and 3. The investigator rated the difficulty after completion of each subtask. The difficulty was scored from 1 to 5. Score 1 indicates very easy, and 5 represents very difficult. If the subtask failed, the investigator had to perform the same subtask again until the subtask was completed. The number of trials of each subtask was recorded and the causes of the failed trials were documented. The motion plans that the investigator used were also documented. Results: the investigator was capable of completing the 6 tasks on the ADL task board with above average performance. The task board performance showed that the investigator was well trained in using the Jacko arm, big button, 2.4 seconds, elevator button, 3.1 seconds, light switch, 2.6 seconds, toggle switch, 3.7 seconds, door handle, 7.1 seconds, knob, 7.2 seconds, TP, 1.2 bit sec. In comparison to able-bodied results, big button, 4.1, plus minus sign, 1.7 seconds, elevator button, 10.1, plus minus sign, 6.7 seconds, light switch, 8.5, plus minus sign, 5.4 seconds, toggle switch, 9.1, plus minus sign, 4.0 seconds, door handle, 20.7, plus minus sign, 25.7 seconds, knob, 32.0, plus minus sign, 18.5 seconds, TP, 0.362, plus minus sign, 0.153 bit sec. Sequential tasks: the investigator was capable of completing the 2 sequential tasks using the ARM. However, not all subtasks were accomplished at the first trial. Table 2 and 3 demonstrate the difficulty score, number of trials, and the causes of failure when performing the 2 sequential tasks. The very hard, score 4 and 5, subtasks are colored red, and moderate hard, score 3, subtasks are colored yellow. The hardest parts of the brushing teeth were using the faucet, figure 2. The reason was the faucet's location is hard to reach when the ARM shoulder joint is lower than the countertop height. Most other failures were caused by a slip or alignment and orientation problems. The glossy and shapeable toothpaste tube was difficult to hold in position with the ARM. The successful motion planning was to hold the toothpaste with fingertips instead of holding in the palm. The small objects such as toothpaste cap or toothbrush were also difficult to manipulate because the fingertips had to align precisely to hold the object firmly. Some unstable grasping poses resulted in orientation changes during movement. The toothpaste cap was too small for the ARM to manipulate. Therefore, investigator had to use their mouth to open. Table 2. Toothbrushing difficulty rating: 1 easy, 5 hard, number of trials, and causes of failure trials. Brushing teeth, difficulty, number of trials, failure cause. Pick up the toothbrush, 1, 1. Place the toothbrush with brush facing upward, 3, 1. Pick up the toothpaste, 2, 2. Slippery surface. Open the toothpaste cap, 3, 3. Sliding out. Put toothpaste on the brush, 2, 3. Occluded by the cap, alignment error. Close the toothpaste cap, 3, 1. Place the toothpaste, 1, 1. Pick up the cup, 2, 3. Slip off, wrong orientation. Turn on the faucet, 4, 5. Hard to reach, slippery handle. Fill water in the cup, 2, 3. Wrong orientation. Place the cup, 1, 1. Turn off the faucet, 4, 4. Hard to reach. Finger slip off. Pick up the toothbrush, 2, 2, wrong handling. Dip water on the toothbrush, 3, 3, hard to align. Put the brush in the mouth, 2, 2, wrong orientation. Brush teeth, 2, 1. Place the brush, 1, 1. Pick up the cup, 1, 1. Water the mouth, 1, 1. Place the cup, 1, 1. Pick up the brush, 2, 1. Wash the brush, 2, 1. Place the brush in the cup, 3, 2. Hard to align. Pick up the toothpaste, 2, 2. Slippery surface. Place the toothpaste in the cup, 3, 3. Occluded by toothbrush, knock over cup. Table 3. Results of preparing and then having a simple meal difficulty rating, 1 easy, 5 hard, number of trials, and causes of failure trials. Meal preparation, difficulty, number of trials, failure cause. Open the microwave door, 5, 5, broken finger, stiff button, overweight limit. Open the refrigerator door, 4, 5, jam fingers, slip off, wrong orientation. Take out the container, 2, 1. Close the refrigerator, 1, 1. Place the container in the microwave, 3, 2. Bump the circular plate. Close the microwave door, 5, 6. Stiff spring, bent fingers, hard to push back. Set timer to 1 minute, 2, 2. Overshoot. Start the microwave, 2, 1. Open the microwave door, 5, 5. Stiff button. Take out the container, 1, 1. Place the container on the table, 1, 1. Close the microwave, 5, 5. Stiff door spring, hard to push back. Open the container cap, 2, 1. Place the cap in the sink, 1, 1. Pick up the spoon, 3, 2. Slippery handle. Scoop food, 3, 3. Wrong orientation. Move to mouth, 2, 1. Place the spoon in the sink, 1, 1. Pick up the container, 2, 1. Place the container in the sink, 1, 1. In the preparing and then having a simple meal task, the most difficult tasks were opening the microwave and refrigerator doors, because the microwave door can only be opened by pushing a button and the resistance in the door locking mechanical spring is strong, the fingers of the ARM would bend and broke and resulted in the overweight status error, red flashing lights. The first motion plan used for opening the refrigerator door was to put the fingers behind the door handle with a firm grasping pose to pull open the door. However, after the door was opened and swung to an angle, the fingers were jammed by the door handle and could not move any further, figure 3-2. The successful motion plan for opening the refrigerator door was to hold the door handle with fingers on either side, which used an open grasping pose. But this provided the room for fully opening the door and prevented jamming the fingers. Another moderately difficult subtask was putting the container in microwave machine. The bottom of the container collided with the rotatable glass plate in the microwave if held by the handle. The successful approach was to hold the container at an angle instead using the handle. Discussing the feasibility and efficacy of the arms in the ADL assistance is a challenging question due to the variability of ADLs and environments. The ARM performance relies on both familiarity with the control interface and motion strategies. The lower task completion time and higher TP performance on the ADL task board testing suggested that the investigator was efficient in using the 3-axis joystick. Thus, the effect from the unfamiliarity with control interfaces was minimized. ARM limitations. Although the ARM has similar physical features to human arms, such as fingers, range of motion, or grasping force, there are many dynamic limitations like agility, fingertip resistance, finger stiffness, dexterity, payload, or simultaneously translational and rotational motion. Because of occlusion, the arm's physical working space was unclear. It was difficult to plan until the ARM reached its pose limit. When reaching for the faucet hand, due to the reduced working space caused by the interference with the countertop edge, the ARM could not be fully extended and the investigator had to readjust the wheelchair for better reachability. In addition to these kinematic and dynamic limitations, lack of kinesthetic perception affected the amount of motion applied to the objects. While opening and closing a microwave door, due to the lack of awareness of how much force and torque was applied to the fingers and or button, it was difficult to correct motion planning before the fingers broke or the ARM overloaded. Environmental challenges, including size, surface conditions, fixation, and weight distribution of objects were other factors that affected ARM performance in sequential ADLs. If the size is too small, like the toothpaste cap and the food container cover, the ARM could not manipulate the objects. The container adapter alleviated the size limitations. The smooth surface, like the toothpaste tube and spoon, made it difficult to hold in place and cause a slip during manipulation. Motion planning results from Table 2 and 3 show that the investigator was able to complete both tasks, but there were many unsuccessful trials due to inadequate motion planning. This indicates that the first attempt was not often a robust motion plan. Due to the ARM limitations, the ARM was unable to act in the way humans perform. Although the ARM mimics human arm physical features, motion planning that works for humans may not work for the ARM. Thus, helping ARM users learn and develop viable motion plans for real-life ADLs is an important part of training. Additionally, alignment accuracy is challenging when occlusion occurred. There were several alignment errors in the testing, such as inserting the toothbrush and toothpaste back into the cup. Figure 2. Brushing teeth task left. Pick up the toothbrush, center. Turn on faucet with cup, right. Fill cup with water. Figure 3. Preparing and then having a simple meal sequence. 1. Push microwave door open button. 2. Open refrigerator door with jammed fingers in the upper right picture. 3. Take out the container. 4. Set timer to 1 minute using knob. 5. Push start button. 6. Open container cover. 7. Scoop food. 8. Bring food to mouth. Conclusion: this work demonstrated the feasibility of the ARM in completing self-care ADLs. 2 self-care tasks, selected from the ICF, were successfully completed by a well-trained investigator. By analyzing the failed trials and errors during the testing, the arm's kinematic and dynamic limitations and the kinesthetic perceptions made it difficult to readjust motion plan before errors occurred. In addition, environmental challenges were identified, and we provided one example to alleviate the limitations. Due to the differences between the ARM and human motions, some intuitive human motion plans were not applicable to the ARM motion. Therefore, developing robust motion planning for the arms is another important factor to secure successful ADL task completion. Future work will include exploring more self-care ADLs with a larger sample size of ARM users and people with upper extremity impairments, in conjunction with development of ARM accessories to ease the barriers. The ultimate goal is to provide feasible motion planning and an ARM-friendly environment so that the ARM users can live independently. Acknowledgement: the material used for this study was funded by the Craig H. Nielsen Foundation, number 278,966, and the VA Center of Excellence on Wheelchairs and Related Rehabilitation Engineering, number B6789C. References: Allen, S., Eckel, E., Markham, H., and Brewer, B. R. 2010. Recent Trends in the Development and Evaluation of Assistive Robotic Manipulation Devices. Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation Clinics of North America, 21-1-5977. doi:1016/j.pmr.2009.09.001. Chung, C.S. Hannon, M. J. Wang, H. Kelleher, A. R., and Cooper, R. A. 2014. Adapted Wolf Motor Function Test for Assistive Robotic Manipulators User Interfaces, a Pilot Study. In RESNA Annual Conference. Chung, C.S. Wang, H., and Cooper, R. A. 2013, Functional Assessment and Performance Evaluation for Assistive Robotic Manipulators. Literature Review. The Journal of Spinal Cord Medicine, 36.4, 273.89. doi:1010.1179/2045772313y.0000001322 Chung, C.S. Wang, H., Kelleher, A., and Cooper, R. A. 2013. Development of a Standardized Performance Evaluation ADL Task Board for Assistive Robotic Manipulators. In proceedings of the Rehabilitation Engineering and Assistive Technology Society of North America Conference. Seattle, WA. Dreesen, B. J. F. Evers, H. G. and Van Weerden, J. A. 2001. Manus. A Wheelchair-Mounted Rehabilitation Robot. In proceedings of the Institution of Mechanical Engineers, Part H, Journal of Engineering and Medicine, Volume 215, pages 285-290. Retrieved from http://www.ncbia.nlm.nih.gov/ENTREZ/query.FCGI?CMD=PubMed:OPT=citation list_UIDS=114362711 Erickson, W. Lee, C., and von Schrader, S. 2014. 2012 Disability Status Report. United States. Ithaca, NY. Retrieved from http://search.ebscohost.com/login.aspects?DB=A9H=AN=56104286 site=ehost-liv-johnson-r. 2007. Meeting the Long-Term Care Needs of the Baby Boomers, How Changing Families Will Affect Paid Helpers and Institutions. Washington, D.C. Retrieved from http://www.urban.org/publications/url.cfm?render:print=1&id=311451 build static=1 Mayhew, V. Archambault, P. S. Frappier, J., and Routhier, F. 2011. Evaluation of the JACO Robotic Arm, Clinico-Economic Study for Powered Wheelchair Users with Upper Extremity Disabilities. In 2011 IEEE International Conference on Rehabilitation Robotics, Volume 2011, pages 1-5. IEEE. Retrieved from http://www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/pubmed/2227560 Wang, H., Zhu, J., Grindel, G., Vasquez, J., Salatin, B., Kelleher, A., Cooper, R. A. 2013. Performance Evaluation of the Personal Mobility and Manipulation Appliance, PERMME. Medical Engineering and Physics, 35.11.16.39. doi:10.1016/j.medinfi.2013.05.008 World Health Organization. 2001. International Classification of Functioning, Disability and Health. Geneva. World Health Organization.